This is Senator Al Simpson. All the nations should come together to develop international standards for nuclear power plants. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, most countries' leaders sit down and agree to strict standards over the food and merchandise they trade. So why in the world can't they sit down and agree to share high-quality standards for building nuclear power plants? During all of the years that the Iron Curtain severed Europe, cutting it in half, nations lived in the fear that the shabbily designed plants might cause a meltdown. Now the Cold War is over, and we have a very real opportunity to set some tough international safety standards on nuclear power plants. These standards could keep another Chernobyl from ever happening. So don't just sit there and melt down yourself, Ted. Lend us a hand to push for an international agency to make all nuclear power plants as safe as they can possibly be.
Right on, Al. One Chernobyl is one too many. Older Soviet and Eastern European nuclear plants are meltdowns waiting to happen. The most dangerous reactors are those without containment structures to block release of radiation if accidents occur. We can't delay identifying them and doing what it takes to make them safe or shut them down. Action is already underway. An international conference in Vienna last month proposed a 10-point safety plan and identified problem reactors in other countries, including Cuba. Western European nations are already helping. They're providing emergency assistance for reactors in Czechoslovakia and Bulgaria and developing a safety program for the Soviet Union. Germany has shut down four dangerous reactors built by the Russians years ago in East Germany. Strict international standards and safeguards are essential, Al, and we need treaties to enforce them. No nation can afford to dither while its neighbors play Russian roulette with old and dangerous Russian-built reactors. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Election Day 1991. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.